What's going on, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on this Sunday, April 26, 2026. Yeah, you're going to hear that several more times, 2026. Y'all know what it is. thank you. Oh, man, it's your first time listening to this podcast. It's K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports. Appreciate you. First time my game is to listen to your ears. Did a little switch up. Got y'all caught up on NFL draft stuff. That will be coming out momentarily there, so make sure you check that out there as well. And we got to get back to, unfortunately, K-State baseball losing the series yesterday despite history made by D. Kennedy. That doesn't matter because KU rallied late in the ninth inning to beat K-State in game two of this three-game series of the Dillon Sunflower Showdown, 10-8 yesterday. And currently, as I'm sitting here recording this episode, the two teams are playing right now the finale of this Dillon Sunflower Showdown series. We'll see. Let's see if K-State get them one here against their in-state rival, D. Kennedy, yesterday. Go back to him for a minute. Probably more than likely is the positive here. Entered yesterday, tied with Keegan O'Connor. And we mentioned him. We mentioned his stat earlier this season. It was 17 home runs. Keegan O'Connor did that in 2025. Right? And he didn't waste any time doing messing around. Right? Got it out of the way. Multi-hitting home. And by the way, yeah, D. Kennedy went deep not once, but twice in this game. 3-for-4, so he wasn't messing around. Game-high 3 RBIs, but the bullpen couldn't hold up. Equals K-State loss. So, but yeah, D. Kennedy, obviously, and put some respect on his name, just like y'all need to start putting respect on my name. That's all. I've been sitting on that for a while, and I've said that on the other podcast, but this is D. Kennedy's moment right here. This ain't my moment. This is D. Kennedy's moment. Here, African American, in the general aspects, I can discuss that, just the African American portion of the culture of baseball. I can go along with that, but we're not getting into that today. But D. Kennedy deserves his flowers for sure. We had talked about him at length on a show multiple times, and D. Kennedy. Yeah, a chance to go get drafted. He's for sure gonna get drafted. He's gonna go down, and he's right there with Kalen Culpepper. I didn't even think about that twice. Kalen Culpepper, who got drafted by the Twins a couple years ago, he's, I believe, double A last time I checked. I can't remember right now. But D. Kennedy, for sure you're going to get drafted. There's no way. He cannot in order stat. He could have went drafted last year. Instead, he came back for K-State there. And here's Pete Hughes afterwards on D. Kennedy here. Oh, yes, by the way, yes, I'm not really discussing the loss because, by the way, K-State loses a heartbreaker. Bullpen can't hold up in the ninth inning as 16-ranked KU adds another win to the column and looking currently for the sweep on K-State. We'll see if K-State can stop that here currently as it's going on right now. Quote, Kennedy is going down, will be going down as one of the best players to ever play at K-State. Obviously, with the records he's breaking, this is Pete Hughes talking now. Quote, he can do so many things to beat you. He's one home run and one stolen base away from being 2020 guy in college baseball. That's a rare error. He's a difference maker. People have to be careful with him. And a lot of teammates benefit from him being in a lineup because teams don't want to make a mistake with D, so they challenge other guys. But he's also a great kid and teammate, end quote, there as well. Yeah, man, high praise. Well-deserved manager of your K-State baseball team right there. Yeah, I said it. I mean, he is the spark plug that gets this thing going, right? Every Major League Baseball, everyone has that one person that you do not want to mess around. You do not want to mess around there. And, you know, it just Now, what? I just realized that. Now, why did I have not have it on here? Let me see. Let me go back. I just realized that. Hold on. Hold on for a minute. Let me go back here for a quick. I just realized that. Yeah. All right. We're going to go this route here. Let me see. Hold on a second. Yeah, we'll go this route. Where's the clicker thing at? Oh, there it is. But yeah, so look, 2020. Oh yeah, that's rare for sure. And he's approaching that. Yes, well, and like I said, I said all along, he's gonna get it. There's still plenty of baseball left, but like I said, and I told us at a general aspects, right? K-State, team-wise, you're starting to run out of chances here, and losing these games does not help. K-State coming this game this afternoon, or this morning, as we're recording during that while they're playing, 9-11 in the conference, 26-17 overall K-State. KU continues to add on and lead the Big 12. As we look inside the box score now, Kansas rallying back. Oh my goodness. Damn. All right. We're going to get into the ninth inning in a minute. But KKKU, well, actually, we'll get to KK State first, actually, the losing team. Struck first in the bottom of the first. Added two in the third. They did not score again. To the fifth inning, a big five-run inning. You're thinking to yourself, oh, baby, we got opportunity. But KU says, we're going to one-up you on that. KU, two runs in the second. They didn't score at all until late. Eight. This drives you nuts. 3-8. And then after that big, you're setting yourself up to even a series. You give up 5 runs in the top of the ninth inning. What are you doing? See, and I keep saying, what do I keep saying on the show? The last three, four, last month, the pitching. I'm going on the Brandon Olson take here. Shout out my guy, Brandon Olson. I keep saying, pitchers got to catch up a little bit to the offense, and we got something. No, you cannot squander opportunities. I just listened to Denny Hammond say, you can't squander opportunity. You can't squander opportunity. I'm not sitting here saying, oh, yeah, baseball gets easy. Nothing, it comes easy. Not even running downhill is easy. Because maybe that's why I'm feeling more the effects of it, of the hip after this race. Because running downhill is hard. I'm feeling it more so than the other night. I barely felt anything. Talking about me racing. I got a whole bucket list to talk about on ET3 podcast. I cannot wait. Hop on that podcast. Of course, that's my own podcast. There to chat about that. Get your cars caught up, squared away with that. So make sure again, you want to learn more what happened in those races. Go subscribe to ET3 channel, just like you are doing the Purple Project podcast channel. All things KU sports. Eddie Greer, KU wins this series, and they're going for the sweep currently on K-State. By the way, KU came in this series ranked 16th in the country. 10-8 yesterday as KU rallies late in the ninth inning to win the series. And winning pitcher, Toby Schilt, 3-1. I keep saying it. I know I'm butchering that name, so I apologize about that. Miles Smith, another loss for K-State. And Miles Smith, he goes to 2-3 on the season right there. So you got that going on. And yeah, another player I want to shout out real quick. This guy's slowly coming under my radar, if not already. My guy, Caden Carl, who solidified himself. He went deep in that bottom of the eighth inning there. That was the only hit of the game. 3-run home run in the game. Let me confirm that. Let me confirm that real quick. Yeah, 3-run home run to take the lead. Yeah, K-State, that took the lead. You thinking, we got this, guys. We got him, baby. But instead, K-State's bullpen can't hold up. And that's the problem. Pitching wins games. K-State, we can score all these runs, but at the end of the day, you're pitching. You held you're the 16th ranked KU for much of this game. If you can just hold up one more inning, you got this. But it's going to be one of those games you look back. It's going to be one of these games you look back on and say, what the hell? Why do we give it? And there's been cases gave away a couple of games. This was one of them. This was an opportunity to win this ball game, and you didn't do it. You did not do it. Dominic Vogel went for Kansas in this game. He started. He went six innings in this game. Four hits, three runs. Those were earned. Two walks, five strikeouts. Lincoln Sheffield almost goes seven, and he held down. You got to give Lincoln Sheffield credit. Six hits, two runs. Those were earned. Three walks, seven strikeouts. Lincoln Sheffield did his part. The bullpen did not. Adam Arthur, two-thirds innings. Miles Smith, all the runs charged to him. Four hits, all these runs. Five runs, all those are earned. One strikeout, and Taswell Butler had to clean up the rest of it. He went two-thirds in that ball game, as well as Kansas State loses the series, and now they avoid getting swept by your in-state rival here as they're currently playing right now as I'm talking to you guys here on the Purple Watcher Podcast, all things KU sports. So, yeah, man, all you can throw your hands up in the air and say, you know what, we wasted, you know, D. Kennedy's moment, you know, we wasted King Carl's moment, you know, you say with that three-run bomb to take the lead. So, wild last two innings yesterday in game two. Resulting in the Wildcats losing, and now you hope the game's swept. So we'll see what happens. Of course, we'll have the postcast of Game 3. And we got a lot to cover. I talked about my other podcast earlier. I have a ton to cover over there. I got to get caught up over there. I purposely waited until I got done with that race this morning. I didn't want to record and get too all hyped up and whatnot, all cocky and all that stuff. That just don't work. Let's be even keel, Eddie, even keel for a little bit. Let's ride with it, see what happens, and boom, we got it. So we'll get you squared away. We already have an episode ready to rock and roll tomorrow morning. That's the NFL Draft Part 2 special. We'll have that roll off first, and then we'll have the postcast of Game 3, the finale of the series, the Dylan Stefanik Showdown series. And obviously, next in line, track and field doing some big things yet again. Saw a couple wins in the bank. And we'll wrap up a disappointing Big 12 tournament for the women's golf team. And then tomorrow, by the way, yes, sir, you got the men's golf team in action. So we'll see if they can make up for what the women did not do on the golf course. Pro Watcher Podcast, all things KU sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily, which is core K-State content. We do not stop after Friday night. No, we keep the party moving throughout the weekend. Again, I cannot thank you guys enough for your continued support of this podcast. Supporting, obviously, K-State, a grad / alum of this podcast. And, hey, so much has went down. This weekend, we'll get you squared away with all that. Obviously, I listened to Stanton, almost forgot his name, Stanton Weber's conference. I'm going to do an episode on that this week. Or early this week. That will come out this week, as well as we're going to be counting down to football here pretty soon. And then, of course, men's basketball is starting to really tighten up, getting guys to Manhattan, Kansas. So, hey, at least for the Big Two sports right now, out there in Manhattan, Kansas, things are lining up. We ain't played no games yet, but things are lining up, and we're going to be excited to chat with y'all throughout the summer, Lord willing. And we'll go from there. But, baseball still left of their season and losing late in the ninth inning as 16-ranked KU rallies back to beat Kansas State 10-8 in Game 2 of the Dylan Stefanik Showdown. They are currently playing right now as we wrap up this episode. Alex Aiden out there in San Jose, California. Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. We catch.